Thank you for joining me today. We're being attentive to how the power of God is manifested in the life of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. God is triune, three in one, and God, in the three persons of the Trinity, is pure power. This reminds me of that great prayer of the prophet Jeremiah in the book by his name, Jeremiah chapter 32 and verse 17. Jeremiah prays, "Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you." Observe the emphasis there on power, and then nothing is too difficult for you. Of course, nothing is too difficult for God, because he is God. He is power. He used his great power to make the heavens and the earth, as we saw on day one of this series, Here on God Is. And then we've been in just one chapter of the Gospels, Luke 8, and we have learned a lot about the power of Jesus Christ to calm the storm, cast out demons, heal a bleeding woman, and raise a little girl from the dead. Indeed, nothing is impossible for God, and Jesus is God in human flesh. When we left off last time, we read this, "Her parents were amazed." That is Luke chapter 8 and verse 56. And Luke writes this about the parents of that little girl who was dead but is now alive, all because Jesus stopped at her house. We do not know her name and we do not know her mother's name, but we do have the name of her dad. It's Jairus. And he put his faith in Jesus. He begged Jesus to come to his house, and he kept up his faith as Jesus stopped to heal a grown woman of her ongoing hemorrhage. And then in the end, when Jesus went into his daughter's room and told the girl, "Child, arise," she sure did. She got up immediately, says the text. No wonder her parents were amazed. And I think of Jeremiah 32, verse 17. "Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you." With the end of Luke 8 comes the end of this part of our series on the power of God. We have seen in detail power in Jesus and power coming out from Jesus. I hope this has been an encouragement to you as well as convicting. And I would like to hear about what has impacted you. As you've been listening, is there some way in which Christ has ministered to you? Or maybe you have a question or a comment to make on the teaching, even a criticism. Why don't you get in touch with me today or this weekend? You can do so in the following ways. By email, just send your note to mark@markaeswallow.com. That's M-A-R-K at M-A-R-K-A-S-W-A-L-L-O-W.com. Or you can leave a comment on Facebook. The handle there is God Is, W-E-Z-E. God Is, W-E-Z-E. Those are the quickest ways to reach me. Or you can write a letter and send it regular mail, snail mail, to P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. That's P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. W-I-N-C-H-E-S-T-E-R, that's how you spell Winchester. And all of these addresses will be repeated at the end of today's broadcast. Do not hesitate or forget and write to me today. Engage me on Luke chapter 8 in the ministry of Jesus. It will be a great joy for me to hear from you. Here's what we're going to do. Right now, I want to direct your attention at the end of this week to a psalm found within the Bible's Old Testament. Let's discuss it. And then, when you come back on Monday, we'll move on to see the power of God and the Holy Spirit. Next week, we'll be talking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit here on God Is. And again, I want to encourage you to invite others to listen along with you. The biblical presentation of the Spirit of God is widely misunderstood by people who are not yet Christians, and also by many Christians themselves. So get a hold of someone you know who would benefit from the power of God in and through the Holy Spirit, and invite them to our time together each weekday. And don't forget, you can also share the podcast with them. That's easily downloaded from the WEZE website, 590amtheword.com. That's 590amtheword.com. and click podcast at the top of the homepage, and God Is will be there. Share the link with someone in your life today. And now listen to Psalm 29. I will read all 11 verses of this dynamic psalm to you. And should you have your own Bible with you, please turn to Psalm chapter 29. Just before I begin the reading, let me tell you that the word ascribe means to give or provide to. We can read it give or provide to. Okay, I hope now that you are at Psalm 29. Ascribe to the Lord, O sons of the mighty. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in holy array. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The glory of God thunders. The Lord is over mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord hews out flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer to calve and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, everything says glory. The Lord sat as king at the flood. Yes, the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. That is Psalm 29, and we give or we ascribe to the Lord praise for this, his glorious word. And I want to point out just a couple of insights into this particular psalm. It is a psalm written by David. It is Hebrew poetry in the form of what we would call a hymn. It's a thunderous psalm. In fact, Bible commentator Franz Delitzsch called it the Psalm of the Seven Thunders. The Psalm of the Seven Thunders. And there is, of course, the power of God displayed in creation at every twist and turn of this Hebrew poem. And look at how many times the voice of the Lord is used. I count seven times. The voice of the Lord cracks forth from heaven in verses 3, two times in verse 4, verses 5, 7, 8, and 9. And what is true of the voice of the Lord? His voice is upon the waters. His voice is powerful. His voice is majestic. It breaks cedar trees. The voice of the Lord hews out flames of fire. He speaks in fire. And his voice shakes the wilderness and makes the deer to give birth to her calves. Verse 4 said it best, the voice of the Lord is powerful. And there is that word, again, power. The Lord is power. This is who God is. Psalm 18, verse 13, also speaks to what the Lord's voice is. Listen to Psalm 18, also a psalm of David. This is verse 13. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. So does Job chapter 37, verses 4 to 5. Really listen to this description of God's voice. After it, a voice roars. He thunders with his majestic voice, and he does not restrain the lightnings when his voice is heard. God thunders with his voice, wondrously, doing great things that we cannot comprehend. That's Job chapter 37, verses 4 through 5. So God's voice is powerful, and his voice does great things, and we cannot comprehend. This is true. And think of these Old Testament descriptions of God in light of what we have studied this week of Jesus' New Testament ministry in Luke. In particular, remember how Jesus used his voice in each one of these miracles. When he calmed the fierce storm in verses 22 to 25, Jesus did so with his voice. He rebuked the wind and the surging waves, and they stopped. Jesus spoke to the demons in verses 26 to 39, and they left the man. Ah, but you say, in the example of the woman who was hemorrhaging blood, he didn't use his voice to heal. Her touching Jesus is what healed her. No, her faith healed her. And it is Jesus' powerful words to her in verse 48 that ring in our minds and hearts. Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Jesus spoke to her with power. And then down in Luke chapter 8 and verse 54, it is when Jesus uses his words and says to the girl, child, arise. That her spirit returned and she got up immediately. No wonder the psalmist said, the voice of the Lord is powerful. Indeed, when God opens his mouth, as it were, God doesn't really have a mouth because God is spirit. But when God opens his mouth, power is what comes out. And the Lord still has a powerful voice. It trumpets forth from the heavens. I think of this every time we have a thunderstorm. I love a good, booming, cracking thunderstorm because in it I hear the majestic voice of the Lord God. And God speaks quietly to the believer in his Son, Jesus Christ. I know his voice because, like a shepherd who speaks in such a way that his sheep will immediately recognize his voice and none other, when Jesus speaks, I know his voice, and I listen attentively. Audibly, you ask? Out loud? Jesus speaks to you like you're speaking to us now? No. He speaks through his Spirit, which we will talk about soon. But the gentle voice of the loving Master, and yes, sometimes his booming voice of discipline, still speaks. I'm happy to say that all genuine believers definitely hear the voice of Jesus. And of course, through this book, the Bible, God talks, and his might is on display in the voice of the Lord through the Word of God, the Bible. So let's pray together. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for speaking to us. As the psalmist has said, the voice of the Lord is powerful. And I hope everyone will hear you today, this weekend, and all the days of our lives. Make us a people who are attentive to your voice. Thank you for Jesus and his presence with those that he protected and healed in Luke chapter 8. I pray that as we read the Bible, you will speak to us and to those we love and care about. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, join me again on Monday, for God is...